Bruce, fantastic to see that you've taken over the realms of the Gunnedah Red Devils. And, of course, if you want to follow the club, just go to the website there, gunnedahrugby.com.au. But you've been here since Methuselah was born, but it's great to ascend to the heights that is the El Presidente.
Yeah, very proud to be Gunnedah Rugby's president in the 125th year of the club. So we're looking forward to an extremely busy and exciting year. And just starting as we're here tonight, the first cab off the rink tonight.
Yeah, it's good to see that plenty have turned up. And first date, of course, for training will be at Gunnedah Rugby Park on the 1st, and that is a Monday night, so get out there at around about 6:30, but of course we can contact you via the website, of course. But great to see somebody like Jason, pretty experienced in the game, played representative rugby in Queensland, but also now that works, knows how a club works on the inside.
Yeah, we're very excited with Jason's appointment. He's a lovely guy with a good nature, and we know he's going to fit in with our club ethics here. And I believe it's good. We needed some change. Nick and Tim did a wonderful job over the last 3 years, and it's just good to have a new guy in where guys don't know what he's expecting and they've got to perform a bit to get in the side.
Yeah. Of course, how did the structure of having the competition as it is for the last couple of years? Everybody plays each other once and then we split into two groups. How's that been seen by the club?
Yeah, we can see where the zone's coming from. The only thing we were hoping when it was first mentioned was the reserve grade structure would be adjusted a bit. But apart from that, we virtually take the attitude of what it is, and we'll do our best with what we've got.
Yeah. And also, of course, we've got the 125th year. Of course, there's going to be ball. Tell us a little bit about that. It'd be a great night, shouldn't it? Hopefully we'll get 500 or 600 people to this fine conveyance here at Gunnedah Rugby Park to celebrate what is a fantastic milestone for the club.
Yeah, 125 years is huge. I don't think it'd be interesting to know what clubs have done it, but we're looking for a really big day. There'll be some sort of football on the day because it's our zone bye. Probably an old boys game. We'll have some dignitaries there on the night. We're hoping for the 400 or 500 numbers, and looking forward to a wonderful day with meeting up with old teammates from the past. The 8th of May is the date of the ball, and if people want to, we're just organising it now, the beginnings of it, so if people want to check our website or ring the club or get in touch with me, we can soon put you into where you want to get the tickets and when they need to be purchased by. So.
And also we know there's many people turning up there, of course, in the age groups of 16s and 18s, not only in boys but also girls. We've had a great run with Izzy Hunt, making it through to play for New South Wales again in the 7-a-side. That's something the game really needs to get into, especially in an Olympic year.
Yeah, very much. Izzy's one of our favourites. Her brother Oscar played here as well. I went to school with the dad, Jim, and they're a lovely family, and Izzy deserves every reward she gets. But I think Central North as a whole needs to get behind the junior comps because the numbers have been dwindling, and it's very important for all teams to have a core group of players coming through.
And certainly irritating from that point of view because we've got over 1,200, 1,300 kids playing on these Sunday competitions. And I understand, of course, you know, some go to school and the like, but there's plenty of opportunity for kids not only to play for Gunnedah, but also move through and play for Central North, play for Country, and be part of the setup, which is the Junior Guard. Of course, another great privilege for the club this year is on the 22nd of February. We've got another game like we had last year in the Junior Gold Cup in the under-15s as the Northern England Bush Rangers take on Hunter. That's got to be fantastic as well to see the best young talent come through, and a great opportunity for the club to sort of sell the club on that day.
Yeah, very much so. It goes to show when people like Izzy are coming through at that level and some of the junior boys that have come through, anything's possible. If you can get with the right teams and perform to your best, anything's possible.
Give yourself a New Year's gift by becoming a member of the Gunnedah Red Devils. What are the prices? And, of course, we can go through the club via the website again, gunnedahrugby.com.au. But
you can be anything from just a social member to a full member, and we'd love to have everybody involved. Anybody that likes to come out here and would like to feel a family atmosphere in the club, please come and join us. We're a great club with a great history, and we welcome anybody coming along.
Well, thank you very much, Hoggo. It's great to see you, man. Fantastic to see that you've taken over the reins as the president of the Gunnedah Red Devils. But as we catch up with you throughout the season, we'll find out who the new major sponsor is. But, of course, it's imperative that virtually everybody in town heads out here to come to training on Monday, the 1st of February. And it kicks off at about 6:30. But if you want to find out more, go through the website there, gunnedahrugby.com.au. And I want to thank you for your time, Hoggo.
Martin, thanks for... And please, anybody that's looking for a game with a good club, come out here on the first Monday in February, and we'd love to welcome you. Anybody's welcome, so come out.